Welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. At this year's Comic-Con, I talked to the executive producer of FX's Wilfred, David Zuckerman, who also happens to be the brother of casting director Dory Zuckerman. It was a roundtable interview, so some of the audio is a bit hard to hear. There was a ton of people in the room. But it's a quick interview, and if you like the show, you'll get a lot out of it. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. And don't forget to check out our Actor Resources page. You can find all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's David.
How's the reception of season two?
It seems good so far. The ratings have been really encouraging, and the stuff I've read online seems mostly positive. It's interesting. There seem to be a great number of critics who, or people who write on the internet, who really like it. And there seems to be fewer people who really hate it and just say, "Oh, it's stupid." And then there's this group in the middle that doesn't. They won't say that they like it, but they won't say that it's not good either. They just
undecided.
Well, I don't think they know what to make of it.
Yeah.
They seem like, well, it's not terrible, but I wish it was more this, or I wish it was, but it's not bad,
They're still evaluating.
Yeah, I guess still evaluating, or just not sure. Just not sure. Like, there was a really interesting one in the Huffington Post by this woman who said, "It's not for me. I didn't like it, but it's good." And it's like, I'll take that, I guess.
Maybe it's because you guys push the envelope so much in terms of squaring and sometimes where the jokes go. Maybe that's why some people are kind of laughing, but they don't want to admit that they're laughing. Does that make any sense?
I don't know. I really don't think we're that much racier than, say, Family Guy or...
Really?
I think the thing that is a little off-putting about the show to some people, some people just look at it and they go, "Oh, there's, a British guy in a bunny suit with Frodo." They just can't look at it any deeper than it's a guy in a dog suit. And then I think some people, they tune into a half hour and they just expect it's going to be hilariously funny all the time. And our show isn't hilariously funny all the time. So I don't think, they know what to make of it. I think it's unusual. And I think that might be the thing that is off-putting, is it's just unusual. It's a weird show. Well, to some people, that's the draw. That's what makes it interesting. But to some people, I think it's just confusing. And it's also, there are shows that you can watch where you can just enjoy them and they aren't particularly demanding of the audience. There's nothing wrong with that. That's Family Guy, that's Big Bang Theory, that's those shows. And there are shows where you have to pay attention, like Community and 30 Rock, where they go very fast. And then there are shows like our show and some dramas where you, and probably Louie is in this category, where you have to watch it and you have to think about it. And some people just don't want to do that when they watch TV. And I get that. There are times when I don't want to do that either.
It seems there's a lot more upbeatness in season two, even though there's kind of a dour, dark type of theme running through right now. Let's jump back a little prequel. How was it in season one for you? How was the feeling on set with the actors compared to now?
I think this season. This season, I think, was a little easier because we all were sort of knew a little bit more of what the show was, and we'd been through. We shoot this in a very unusual way, in that we shoot everything out of order. We have to have all the scripts written before the production even begins. And this year, we actually shot the odd-numbered shows first and the even-numbered shows second, with scenes from each in both blocks. So
that's what Randall
is saying. Yeah, Randall is amazing. The way he kept track of everything. Continuity-wise, it was a very challenging show. I think, are you talking tonally in terms of this show seems lighter this year?
Well, it does, but there's dark elements in it, too.
Yeah, well, we take a real journey this year. The end of the season gets quite weird, and there's a lot of moments of I would say, psychodrama coming up. Last season started a little lighter and got a little more complex and a little deeper as it went on, and I think we follow that same trajectory this year. We're building to another surprise at the end of the season. Although we're putting in many more clues this year than we did last year. I haven't seen a lot of people picking up on them yet, but on repeated viewings, you'll probably see them.
Do you guys know like the last, very last episode of the show is going to be?
I know the basic mythology. I know the basic resolution. I don't know how we're going to get there exactly. I think that it would be a bad idea to just say it's going to be this way, because as we go along, we find things that work better than others. We find different things about the characters or different things about the actors that they bring to the characters. So I wouldn't say that I have an exact map, but we're not flying blind. At least I don't think we are. You never know.
The show is getting deeper and darker. Is it ever hard for you to balance that darkness with the comedy that is so inherent to the show and keeping that good mix? Because it's not pure drama and it's not a pure comedy. But you have to find yourself having to say, we need to eat these out.
Sometimes. I mean, we're always mindful of the comedy, but when we're breaking the stories, my main goal is to tell complex, interesting stories. And the humor, we've got a guy in a dog suit, and we've got two guys smoking pot. We're going to find funny. There's going to be plenty of funny things. You know, we do spend a lot of time thinking about, our dogisms, the dog-like behavior, how that translates to, a human as a dog. But the main priority is telling interesting, complex, fresh stories that you haven't seen before. And the funny just seems to come, as appropriate. I think that there are a lot of times when we have things that feel really, that are really, really funny, but they just don't feel right for the show. They feel a little too jokey or a little too comedy with a K, and those things tend to get cut along the way.
In terms of like Ryan's analyzing and his encounters, we've been able to experience those separately. Are we going to see some of those worlds like mix, like his family life with his work life, Wilfred with his mother per se? So
well, we will see the mother again this year. In terms of mixing his work life, it does sort of intersect in I don't want to give too much away, but in an unexpected way, Ryan's father has a little something to do with what's going on this season, and that has an impact on his work as well. I've said too much. I need to collect all your recorders. Are you going to be in the panel? Are you going to see the screening?
No, but I have all the episodes already.
But you couldn't have this one yet. We just finished it. Yeah. The show that we're showing in the panel is it's the only episode where FX has said you cannot put this on the air. So we had to change a shot for what will air. But here at Comic-Con, we have the offending shot in.
Is Bear involved?
Bear is not involved. But it's shocking, and it's really, really funny, and it's just a shame that we can't put it on the air. But it will be on the DVD, and you can still enjoy the episode, but it's sort of a pivotal moment in the episode.
Thanks, David, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.